we've all been in the same boat where we've complained about how fast life is moving. And then when something like COVID-19, the coronavirus, steps into our lives and everything came to a crashing halt. I mean, everything came to a crashing halt except for time. Time continued to move just as fast as it did back in January and February of 2020. Time just keeps going and it's moving quicker. It just feels like it's moving faster. But are things keeping up with time? And are we demanding that time give us something that we can hold on to so that we can get quickly through this storm? Is it even a storm anymore? I'm not seeing much of it on the front page of the newspaper anymore. It's there. You know, when you tune into the news, it's not always the leading story. It's there, but it's not where it used to be. And I'm wondering if research is showing that people are COVID-19 burned out. And is that a place to be? Are we supposed to be in that moment where it's like, I thought about it earlier today. I mean, you can walk around in your city. You can drive around. You can wear your mask. Oh, God. I was at Walmart. Man, hardly anybody's wearing their mask anymore. The employees are because they know. They know that the people on the outside are going to bring that junk in. And they don't want to get caught with their pants down, basically. They just want to make sure that everything that's going on in their life is pretty much on the up and up. Time, man, it's just moving so quickly. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. I sit down with my writing instruments every single morning, and we do stream thinking. We do the stuff fresh off the top of the head. We don't go in there with any ambition at all. We go in there with just an open, cleared imagination and let the universe move right through us. And the reason why is because we're documenting the everyday life that we're all going through. I've been doing this for 26 years, and you learn to become aware of everything that is moving through you. You don't have to agree with it, but when it's moving through you, you can learn from it. This is The Daily Mess. Today, we're reading from June 3rd, 2020. That is today. In years past, no, I would go back 15, 18 years so that we could learn from those moments. But during this COVID-19 and the riots in America, we got to be upfront and open right now. We need to help create talk. We need to heal from talk. We need to do something. And if we push this aside, then we're not doing ourselves justice. The message of the moment is to be ready at all times for the swiftness of an invisible current. The moment, right now, you and me, right here. This moment is really swiftly moving, and it's moving through an invisible current. I'm reminded of the day back in 1978 when the Yellowstone River in Billings, Montana, grabbed me and took my dreams and ambition beneath the surface of the water by way of scolding the ambitions for not trusting its current. Have you ever seen a river? Maybe not as strong as the Yellowstone River. Maybe you have. Man, when that baby grabbed me, that river grabbed me hard. And what happened was is that I was pushed underneath the water for a long way. I mean, long past the park where all my teenage friends had gathered for a day of music, laughing, drinking, and there was that clown man over there in the water playing around because we were all doing it. We were trying to get the current to take us. Well, the current got pissed off at me, and it took me a very long ways underneath the water. That moment has been written about in two of my published books. That's how much of an impact that it still has on me. The swiftness of the invisible current. If it remains unseen, how is it that you and I can prepare for what is to be? Now, in martial arts, we focused a lot on the front stance. Are you familiar with that? It's actually the symbol of the cow, because the cow, the way that it stands, that's one sturdy, sturdy animal when you're in that front stance. No matter how unstable the soil might be, that cow still stands there with certainty. The front stance. And it's within this moment of now that it's okay to admit that life as we know it and presently know it, is a raging river flooding everything that we once survived with. And what we need to do is we need to get into that front stance. Have you done it yet? Hey, what is it when you go out into the public? How do you prepare yourself for what could go wrong? You know, a lot of us were in that front stance when the fighting and the riots broke out. But it was like our eyes are looking in every direction going, well, how are we going to deal with this? Should we deal with this? Yes. How do we deal with it? You got to create talk. You got to be able to create compassion, understanding. You've got to be able to look at the swiftness of the current of the everyday life, time moving as quickly as it is. It's grabbing each and every one of us, and it's pulling us underneath the water. It's pulling us into its current. And if you're lucky today, it'll let you go. But you're going to be a long, long, long way from where you once stood, where your friends are, the music, the laughing, the drinking. And the reason why is because you were playing with the current, the invisible current. If you've ever sat in a river or a stream, been out there on an inner tube or even a boat, and you've gotten into the current of a river, man, I'll tell you, you could be spinning. They have the White Water Center here in Charlotte. And you get to go out there. You get to go in one of those rubber rafts. And they forewarn you from the very beginning, man, the classes that you take, you could get injured if you don't pay attention. I saw a guy one time, took a big hit from one of the oars, lost his front teeth. You got to pay attention, man, to the invisible current. And that's where we are right now. We aren't in this cove that's all calm and the birds are just singing away. I wish, but come on now. Look beyond where you stand. The comforts of the four walls that you might be in. Or look at your bank account and tell me, what kind of a current do you have there? Is it invisible? No, it's physical. You can see it. The COVID virus, man, it's there, but you can't see it. How you handle yourself personally and professionally, you're aware of it, but how many people trust you? How many people are aware of what your instinct is? How many people know of what you're going to grow into as we continue to get deeper and deeper into something that we can't control? The invisible swiftness of the current. When it grabs you, this is what they told us as Boy Scouts. And this might be what saved my life in 1978. The Yellowstone River, Billings, Montana. When it grabs you, you've got to let go. You can't fight it. You can't do anything. Just let go. Just let your body go and let it take you where you need to go. But is that safe? When you find out, let us know. Remember, we're in this together. I'm Arrow, and that's the Daily Mess.